This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported Tuesday by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. The autocratic leader assumed the presidency after the assassination of Anwar Sadat and retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally who honored the 1979 peace treaty with Israel despite fierce opposition. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said today that the United States will sign a deal to reduce its troops in Afghanistan only if the reduction in violence pact with the Taliban is successful.
We're currently in a 7-day reduction in violence period that started on February 22nd. In 19 years of war, this is the first week-long break in violence by all sides if we're successful in achieving it. If and only if it's successful, we will sign the U.S.-Taliban agreement coordinated with the Government of National Unity on or about February 29th that includes a timeline for both a conditions-based and phased troop withdrawal and for the commencement of intra-Afghan negotiations.
Pompeo told reporters at a wide-ranging news conference that dealt with U.S. foreign policy as well as the spread of the coronavirus.
Outside of our borders, the State Department continues to do an enormous amount of work to review developments inside and outside of China and to help countries who have been stricken by the virus. We also want to applaud the brave reporters who are covering the spread of coronavirus from Wuhan itself.
On reports of Russian meddling in the U.S. elections, Pompeo said the U.S. will act if Russia seeks to undermine this year's U.S. presidential election, but gave no other details about what steps the Trump administration would take. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said today that the United States has the coronavirus fairly well under control within its borders, even as his administration is asking U.S. lawmakers for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to address the problem.
That's fairly substantially, but that's a very serious thing, but we think we're in very good shape in the United States. We've essentially closed the borders to areas where we had to close them.
Congressional Democrats say the Trump administration has failed to respond quickly to the spread of the virus, including personally spreading false information when President Trump said coronavirus would stop in April when the weather grew warmer. While in India, President Trump also elaborated a little bit on his own economy and the impact his presidency has had.
We've done a real job, but I think that, frankly, until the election is over, our market, it's phenomenal, but our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win. If I don't win, you're going to see a crash like you've never seen before. I really mean it, too. Okay.
The administration's $2.5 billion emergency funding request sent to the U.S. Congress Monday is divided between $1.25 billion in new emergency funds and $1.25 billion in funds that will be diverted from other federal programs. The Democratic lawmakers say that strategy is inadequate. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race take to the stage on Tuesday night for yet another debate, this time in the southern state of South Carolina. In the meantime, the Democrats' last presidential candidate is now saying that she will support whomever is at the top of the ticket this time around, even if she doesn't particularly care for him. AP's Shelley Adler.
Hillary Clinton now says she will support Bernie Sanders if he gets the Democratic nomination. Shortly before Election Day 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic nomination to Hillary Clinton, said this of his former rival.
On every major issue, Hillary Clinton is far and away the superior candidate.
And now Clinton is returning the favor. The former Secretary of State, who has expressed her skepticism about Sanders, saying nobody likes him in a documentary, now says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is, adding her top priority was unseating President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
Harvey Weinstein is a convicted felon. Now, I don't know how long he's going to be serving, as his sentencing for rape and sexual assault is not until next month. But it could be to the tune of 25 years incarceration for the producer of such film classics as Shakespeare in Love and Good Will Hunting. And his defense team says it will appeal the verdict. Weinstein was convicted of third-degree rape and sexual assault. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.